I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Josh Reese. And let me just say, I apologize. You know, I thought it would be fun to rewatch Batman Forever.
I mean, no.
Look, this movie came out when I was 8 years old.
Right.
And at the time, I loved it.
Sure.
Because I was 8 years old.
Yes.
I haven't rewatched this movie in a very long time. Now, again, when I was eight, I watched it a bunch of times. So, rewatching this, I was able to recite almost every single Jim Carrey line.
Yeah, very true. Sure.
Because I loved it so much. Uh-huh. But rewatching this, I'm just like, oh my God, this is so bad.
Yeah. I just don't understand why they did the Joker again. It was kind of strange.
Right.
That's
just
what...
Jim Carrey. They could have put any villain suit on him. He's going to be Jim Carrey.
Well, Two-Face.
Jim Carrey
was the Joker.
And Tommy Lee Jones are playing two different Jokers.
Right.
And they're both trying to outdo each other.
Out-Joker each other.
Yeah.
It's so strange.
Yeah, Two-Face in the comics and in other adaptations of him was never this zany.
No.
No, he does the... Like Dracula from the 1930s. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Isn't like how it starts? Yeah. Right. It's like, oh, God.
I know there's only one more Batman after this before the franchise takes a pause for like a,
seven years.
A couple decades.
Only 7 years? It's 7 years. Between Batman and Robin and Batman Begins is 7 years.
I thought it was much farther than that.
Yeah, you would think 20 years.
Because they needed a good palate cleanser.
Seven years, that's nothing.
98 to 2005.
Wow. I'm honestly shocked that they made another Batman movie after this.
We got to wait.
Honestly
a while.
Shocked.
Batman and Robin is a franchise killer, but it did kill the franchise. It did.
Yeah.
It ended every version of everything in there. Because remember, it still had the same. I think the same Alfred was in all four movies.
Yes,
crazy.
Commissioner Gordon was in all four movies.
Crazy. Even though they had three different Batmans.
I kind of feel like, and you know, it's been a while since I've seen Batman and Robin. And I think we're going to have to complete the, it's not a trilogy, but it's four movies, right?
Yeah.
We have to complete, there's no word for that, right?
Quadrilogy.
Quadrilogy?
Yeah, that's a word that Josh just made up.
Quadrilogy,
yeah.
But I feel like we have to finish it, but I think I'm going to enjoy Batman and Robin more only because it's Arnold Schwarzenegger doing all those horrible icy puns.
No, but I think your expectations will be lower.
Of course.
And you're going in, it's so bad.
I mean, like, I think Batman and Robin is so bad that it's good. Whereas, like, Batman Forever is just bad for the most part. Jim Carrey makes some scenes, you know, good.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of funny. But for the most part, it's just, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But we're going to break it down in full. We have a lot of interesting trivia for it. It should be a lot of fun, I hope. It's just like watching Raw, SmackDown, and AEW. Like, watching it sucks, but then we do the podcast.
Talking about it's great.
And we make fun of it.
That's right.
So, yeah.
For sure.
Before we move on, though, we have to thank four brand new patrons.
Nice.
On the Hollywood Hogwash Patreon.
Okay.
So, thank you to Rito. We know Rito.
Oh, welcome.
Longtime fan of What's Wrong With Wrestling. Thank you to Alex Brock, Zavecki Nips, and Farron Cummins Jr.
Farron made it?
Yes.
Way to go, Cummins.
Yes.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay. Wow.
So go to patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. We're currently doing episode reviews for Secret Invasion.
Oof. And that's a tough one. Let me tell you.
And we're halfway there. Yeah, it's not a great show. But what people are really going crazy over is our first bracket on the Hollywood Hogwash Patreon. We did best TV intro of all time. And it was a lot of fun. You get to watch all the intros with us. So go check that out. Patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. We have another bracket that we'll be doing at some point soon. So yeah, sign up today.
I won't spoil the bracket, but I've been thinking about the bracket a lot lately. And even though we had like the weird tiebreaker system, I still think the right person won. I still think the
I think so too. I was afraid you were going to ruin it because, you know, like Josh accidentally says
re-record.
He's like, I can't believe such and such.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alerted on the bracket.
No, I tried to be very PC about it. So,
yeah, you're getting better at that.
Getting better.
Yeah.
I'm getting better. And in fact, there was a couple things I wanted to bring up in news today, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to pause.
Okay, do you want to start us off on the Hollywood hogwash?
No, that's all you, Andrew.
Okay, yeah, I knew it. I figured. So here we go. Hit the button. Let's cover the news and rumors, aka the Hollywood hogwash. So we got some more news on Deadpool 3. We've heard a lot of people are showing up in this movie.
Yes,
we heard.
You know, it seems like it's going to be great. There's been rumors of other people showing up. The Hollywood Reporter is now saying that Jennifer Garner is returning as Elektra in Deadpool 3.
You know, it's so funny. When you would, if you would have heard that in other movies, you're like, oh, why? But yeah. Deadpool 3, you're like, oh, yeah.
Right, it'll be funny.
They're going to destroy her.
Because there's also been rumors that Ben Affleck's going to be Daredevil. So, like, if she's Elektra, he has to be in as Daredevil.
He has to be there as well. Yeah,
Has to be.
Yeah, he has to be.
Yeah, because
she wasn't even that big of a character.
No, she had an Elektra movie, but no one gave a fuck about that.
Right.
No.
It's all about Daredevil.
Like,
yeah,
this might be the Multiverse of Madness movie.
Oh my god,
it very well could be. You know, it seems like there's going to be a lot of.
It would
cameos.
Just be great.
Is every movie just going to do this freaking multiverse?
Some fan either had an idea. Or there was a rumor that like Deadpool and Wolverine are just going to like go around killing everyone. Like they kill the Ben Affleck Daredevil and Jennifer Garner Elektra. They kill, like, you know what I mean? Like just they kill the original Fantastic Four or something. Like, right. They just go around killing everyone. Like that would be fucking great.
Yeah.
They kill all the worst superhero movies and characters.
Goes back and kills himself.
Yeah.
Well, he kind of did that, right?
He did that already. That's true. He killed Ryan Reynolds.
Oh shit. That's right.
And the original Deadpool from the movie. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, kill what's his name? Tobin Grace from Spider-Man 3 as Eddie Brock.
Oh shit, yeah.
That would be good.
If they fuck with the multiverse, then that will happen.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, they kind of already did, I guess, with the other stuff. But.
I also heard that it's actually being close to being wrapped up, Deadpool 3.
That was supposedly a rumor.
Concerning, to be honest, especially with the writer's strike.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily
still no end
confirmed.
To the writer's strike.
No end.
Not yet.
God. They're still out there picketing.
I mean, the last one lasted close to a year. It was like 8 months or something like that.
Really?
It was a while. Okay. Yeah. So we'll see about that. Also, a deleted scene from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 confirms the fate of High Evolutionary. If you've seen the movie, everything kind of blows up. And you're like, well, did he just die in there? But in this deleted scene, it shows that High Evolutionary survived but was captured, and we see, like, you could watch it. It's a not-finished CGI rocket.
Right.
But he, like, slams the cage door on High Evolutionary.
I heard that he survived, maybe from a similar report.
Right.
And I was just like, I didn't feel anything for this character that he had to survive.
Right.
Like, I didn't think they developed his character enough.
Right. And, like, he couldn't
have
died.
In fact, he was kind of weird, and his... intentions were kind of off to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, we talked about the ending of the movie where Rocket, kills like 100 other guys.
Right.
But then when it comes time to kill High Evolutionary,
isn't
he's
this
like,
every superhero he's movie
like,
these
yeah,
days?
He's like, no, I will not kill someone.
Yeah. What?
Even though I murdered hundreds of people to get here to
your,
this place.
Your
right
thing
now.
Is a gun. Your thing is, how awesome is my gun?
Yeah.
That's his whole
and
thing.
And how can I get a better gun?
Gun, yeah, right.
I don't understand what the point of even having this, Why couldn't he just be dead?
That's why...
Why do we need to know that Rocket put him in prison?
That's why the end of Deadpool 1 is so fucking great. Because Colossus is giving this big speech.
Yeah.
He's like, no, Deadpool, don't kill him. Like, you have to be a hero and everything. And he just shoots him in the head while, and then he starts throwing up. Oh, God, why? No.
Right.
It's fucking great.
Yep.
Also, Tom Cruise was on Sydney Morning Herald and said that he wants to make Mission Impossible films until he's 80.
Damn. You know, that actually fucked me up this week because I looked at it and he's like 55 or something like that. So he's like not that far away.
I thought he was 60, but he's up there.
He mentioned Harrison Ford playing Indiana Jones in his 80s. But that's not the same thing because Harrison Ford is not driving a motorcycle off a cliff and then parachuting for real.
An airplane.
He's also for not real.
Yeah, he's 61. He's 61 years old.
61, yeah. So that's 19 years away.
But I mean, if he's like 75 and he's like the guy who tells them what missions to do or the man in the box or something, sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, he does all these crazy stunts.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's going to die doing this because then he's going to be 80 and he's not going to be able to do it as well anymore.
Would that be
anymore?
The best way to die if you're Tom Cruise and a crazy stunt?
And then he's like, finish the movie. Right. Apparently for we've all seen the scene in the trailer where he's on the motorcycle, he goes off the cliff and parachutes, and apparently he really fucking did that. Apparently they did that first. Because Tom Cruise said, let's do it first so that if I die, you guys won't have to lose all this money making the movie. That's what he said in an interview.
Tom Cruise is so confusing.
I appreciate that to be honest.
You know what I mean?
Honest.
You want to hate him.
He should be like
because he's such a fucking weirdo. But his acting, you can't. He makes great movies.
Yeah.
He doesn't make bad movies, Tom Cruise. Right. And then when you like you see him in interviews, he's kind of a regular guy. He's kind of a cool guy.
Yeah.
And then he does his own stunts. You got to have respect
for that.
But
then you just learn about everything else he does in private.
Well, Scientology is insane. That's what I'm saying. It's like this, man, angel devil situation with Tom Cruise. Love-hate relationship.
The video of him getting that award at the Scientology thing or whatever, and he's like, to LRH, and he salutes it and everything. There's a video of Joe Rogan and Nick Kroll making fun of it and watching it. It's so fucking funny.
Jesus. Yeah.
It's hilarious. And like Tom Cruise is shaking the hand of the guy that runs the whole thing and they're like trying to like out handshake each other.
That's pretty funny. I could see Tom Cruise doing that.
And the guy that runs it is even shorter than Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is significantly taller than the guy. That's crazy.
Unless he was wearing his lifts all the time now.
Maybe, yeah.
So but, I guess Tom Cruise wants to go out in the Mission Impossible franchise John Voight style, like in M1?
John Voight?
Jesus.
Voight.
It's so hard to understand. I'm glad you have the Josh translator.
You knew what I meant.
It just came up
you
on my screen.
You knew what I meant.
Right.
In M1, he was a bad guy.
We could redo that SNL sketch. Like the mom translator for celebrities, but instead we do it. It's the Josh
the
translator.
The mom translator?
Yeah, it's really funny sketch.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's great. it's like, hey, Josh. Josh is like, I really want to see Lucha Express get back together. Hold on. Lucha Express. Oh, Jurassic Express.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's right.
Yeah.
But anyways, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, which comes out this Thursday, currently has a critic score of 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Sure. I believe it.
I mean, they're all great movies.
Yeah.
They're all great
movies. I mean, at least the action's always really, really good.
Insane, yeah.
But 99%. That's like almost unheard of.
And this is Part 1.
Part 1.
Usually movies that have two parts, they kind of like don't give it a great score. They don't know what the second part.
Yeah.
You know?
It's funny how that has become a trend now because of Infinity War started it.
Right.
They did the two parts, and now Fast and Furious doing two parts. Into the Spider-Verse, two parts. Mission Impossible, two parts.
The good news is...
Fast and Furious, three parts. They always got to one-up everybody.
Three parts. That's right, three. The good news is we're definitely never going to get a multiverse with the Mission Impossible.
No? You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure because they're grounded more in reality, right? I don't know. No multiverse?
You just don't know anymore.
Reality of can Tom Cruise do this in real life? That's the reality.
Yeah.
But what do you have, Josh?
I had some things. So at San Diego Comic-Con, they kind of officially announced the panels are going to be there.
Okay.
So we could be getting some new trailers coming out. The Boys, Gen V, is going to be there.
The spinoff show
with them in high school, in college, I think is what it was.
Right.
Is that a cartoon or live action?
Live action.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Also, Invincible is going to be there with their new trailer, so that's going to be nice.
Nice.
I'm almost like, it's been so long, you know what I mean, with Invincible. Like, it was really good, but it's like taking forever.
It's almost losing
its momentum, you know?
A little bit, it does feel like that, yeah. Yeah. Rick and Morty's also going to be there. Maybe they might debut their new voice actor.
Oh, boy.
Good Burger 2.
Yeah.
for anybody that was
Nickelodeon.
Good Burger one?
I thought that was rumored to be made like 10 years ago. Once Kenan Thompson was
every popular. 10
years. Yeah, they just keep saying, oh, we're going to do that again. Okay.
Twisted Metal.
No, isn't there a trailer for Good Burger 2?
I think so.
Or was that an SNL skit?
It might have
the
been.
The trailer for Good Burger 2.
To right. be honest. The Continental, that of course is rumored to be coming out later this year. The Walking Dead, what do they have, like 8 shows that are supposed to be coming out?
8, 9, 10 shows.
And then TMT, Mutant Mayhem.
It's not TMT.
TMT.
No, Teenage Mutant Turtles?
TMT.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Thank you.
I got it.
Thank you, Transmitter.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate that.
And that Comic-Con is next week, July 20th, coming up soon.
So we're going to have a lot of stuff to review next week.
I really want to go to Comic-Con one of these days.
I mean, yeah. That'd
be really cool. Be
nice. We should. And have a booth. I've got some celebrity deaths for the week.
Oh no.
Every week there's been some, so I might, you know, kind of keep this going. But
For sure.
De Niro's grandson, I know he's not a celebrity, but that's obviously big news. Alan Arkin.
That was last week. Yeah, we covered that.
We did cover that? Okay. And then Coco Lee committed suicide, and she just sang in Mulan and in Crouching Tiger. Those are the only ones that from this week.
Coco Lee.
Yep.
I don't even know who that is.
I think she was, I'm not sure.
Hong Kong musician. Okay.
Yeah, apparently she was pretty popular. Did some other stuff for Disney.
Right.
But yeah.
Is that all you had, Josh?
Yeah, that's pretty much all I had.
No, go ahead. What else?
No, I'm not going to trample over deaths for Barbie. No,
go ahead. What's your Barbie news, Josh?
Barbie news?
No, please. No, I was just saying, I saw a report out there that even though Barbie has yet to come out, they're already working on a spinoff.
Well, just all the hype.
A spinoff.
You mean a sequel?
No, it's a spinoff with Ken. It's going to be a movie about Ken.
Who the fuck wants to see that?
I have no clue. But
I don't even want to see Barbie. But
that's already in the works with Ryan Gosling, too.
Yeah, I guess, because the women love Ryan Gosling. Yeah. They'll see anything he's in.
He must be like really cute and funny in this to where he can get his own movie.
Maybe.
But have you seen like the trailer that kind of explains what's happening?
No.
Like the worst. I'd rather have just seen a Barbie movie with just their world.
Oh, it's right. But they never do that. It's always Barbie's real now?
Right. Like Barbie gets like flashed into reality, like these princess, you know, like movies and stuff. And it's just like, I don't want to see
that. Well, that's how
she has to explain and find herself.
That's how I felt about the Sonic movie. It was like, whoa, Sonic's on Earth. And I'm like, but he's not, he doesn't belong on Earth.
Right. How did he get there?
That's why Super Mario did it well, because, Mario and Luigi started in New York, but they were quickly transported to where they fucking belong from the video games.
Yeah. Right.
You know? So, all right, I guess we're done there. So now we could talk some Batman Forever.
Mm-hmm. Forever.
Tim Burton has made fun of this title. It was like, it seems like it's a tattoo you would get. Batman Forever.
That makes sense. I could see that.
This was really hard to watch after just recently watching Batman Returns.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, it's like, wow, that was really good.
I know. After all the Batmans that we've watched over the past half year.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, this is like, this is trash. This is a B movie Batman.
You know what, Josh? I'll say this.
Huh?
The Robert Pattinson Batman is, I would say it's better than this movie.
You're goddamn right. You know what? They probably both had the same amount of sex.
They didn't worry about canon as much, even though this is technically a sequel.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What? Yeah. They talked about Metropolis, Joe.
Well, that has nothing to do with it. That's just Batman and Superman's world. But, you know, it's like they have, you know, again, same Alfred, same commissioner, all this. So it's like, you know, they're still off, though, on so many things, even though it's like, is it or isn't it? Like, just say it's a new movie.
It's a sequel, but they don't mention anything from the previous ones.
They mention a little bit. They mention Catwoman.
They do?
Yeah.
Just barely.
When did they mention Catwoman?
When your he's last their girlfriend?
The psycho babble with each other, and she's like, oh, what about your last girlfriend?
Yeah.
Unless you want me to grab a whip and put on leather or something like
that's
that.
That's right, yeah.
And he's like, rah, 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 you know?
But there's no explanation about where Catwoman went.
Do it just somewhere in Gotham. We don't know.
Doing her thing.
Metropolis.
Yeah.
Hanging out with the Neon Gang.
Right. Yeah. The most ridiculous gangsters I've ever seen. that don't believe in guns, I guess, either.
No. No. They just have like glow sticks.
Glow sticks. How was the Neon Gang not Jokers? I'm sure they were supposed
to be. Everyone's a Joker in this movie.
Oh, that's true. Everybody.
But how about the opening credits? The dramatic opening credits? That was like something that I would see now, like, you know, when I edit on Final Cut Pro. It's like, hey, you want to do this?
Right.
Just push this button.
You should do that.
I think Superman, the original Superman, kind of had credits like this. I don't know if they were trying to, you know, somehow copy that, but I thought it was cool
for the time, sure.
Yeah,
but then like 30 seconds of this movie.
I'll just premise. There's a little place in my heart for this movie because I was in the Batman Forever stunt show spectacular at Astroworld.
Yes,
that I fell in love with this music, and you know it was crazy.
Red by the roads of air.
Yes.
Now that my heart is a bloom.
Sure. Yeah.
All sung that. By Seal.
And even at the
one hit wonder.
He's had a few. But like as they were playing the credits, like what is that? That like love me, kiss me, kill me, thrill me, or from U2, I think, right?
Right.
Kiss me, kill me, thrill me. That was always the very last song you'd hear as like the show was over.
Right.
Like, we want to thank you for coming out to that. We all had to like do our wave goodbye.
Well, I think when we would like wait for the show to start, if we were like 30 minutes early, it would just be the Seal song for 30 minutes. It's like, ooh, God, enough.
That's rough.
It's like something else.
No, you know how I know that's not true? But it was before every show for sure.
Yeah.
When we heard it, we knew we had X number of minutes before we had to be on stage because we were first on.
Right.
Anyway, yeah.
This starts off.
Wait. You did some type of performance?
Yeah, I was in the show.
You were in the show?
Yes.
What?
So was Kaya. So was Kenny, my friend who lives down the road.
What part did you play?
I was Bruce Wayne, and then, like, it's a magic trick. He becomes Batman and is far away, so obviously that's a different person. And then when my Bruce Wayne character turns into Batman, I go backstage and become Two-Face. And now I'm on a boat as Two-Face. So that was Bruce Wayne, Two-Face.
Bruce Wayne becomes Two-Face in this show.
In this multiverse. Yeah. But it's a really cool magic trip because like you basically go up in like a contraption like this. And I'm a big guy, so I fill it up. And then like a sheet covers it. And like you're on a crane, so there's nothing else. And then the sheet goes down and I'm gone. It's a really cool magic trick.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Simplistic, if you know, but it's very cool.
You told me how it was done,
kind of silly, but but anyway, it was fun times.
So, the movie starts. We see Batman suiting up and we see the bat nipples. And this is 30 seconds in. I'm already like, wow, it already sucks,
right?
Someone out there was like, wow, I'm hard. And I don't know who it was, but
you're just watching Batman walk across the screen, walking. He walks up to his shitty Batmobile, and even the way they shot it. It makes Batman just feel like a normal guy. It's just like, here's just a guy walking around in a bat suit. Whereas the previous Tim Burton...
It's Halloween.
Yeah. The previous Tim Burton films, you would never just see like Michael Keaton walking around in a bat suit just to like, you know what I mean? Like he only pops in when it's time to do some shit.
Yeah.
I think that might have been because he couldn't walk in the bat suit.
No, it was to add to the lore of Batman. But here's just just a guy. He's a regular guy walking around in a stupid suit. And then Alfred, there's so many horrible lines in this movie. So many.
Yeah.
Alfred asks Batman if he wants a sandwich, and Batman says, "I'll get drive-through," which was the McDonald's commercial. That line was just for the McDonald's commercial.
Interesting. It's all about everything back then.
We mentioned Tommy Lee Jones playing Two-Face, but really he's the Joker. This movie introduces all of its characters within the first 5 minutes. You introduced him. Like, it's a play. Like, and then we've got him playing this guy. And
Everyone but Robin.
Take a bow. Right? Yeah.
Everyone but Robin was introduced in the first.
That's, right. Pretty I guess much. Robin was.
But that was it.
15 minutes. So Batman drops in a super lame way. And we meet Nicole Kidman playing Chase Meridian.
Dr.
Chase Meridian. Dr. Chase Meridian.
Yeah.
Watching this movie. Okay, so. He shows up, he meets Chase, Gordon brought her because she specializes in abnormal psychology for a hostage situation? Okay. And Batman and Chase immediately eye fuck each other while Gordon's just standing there like,
What's it's going so on awkward. Here?
Y'all he's need like, a room or something?
He's like, guys, there's terrorists upstairs. Can they stop fucking each other?
Batman gets upset when Chase calls bats rodents. He's like, they're not rodents.
Yeah.
And
she's a doctor, and she's like, they're rodents.
Yeah. I feel like the original script was that Chase Meridian was working with Two-Face. Because this whole movie, she feels like a femme fatale thing. It seems like she's fucking with Batman.
Right.
And we're going to almost every scene she's in, it's like, oh, she's secretly evil.
Two-Face is not far behind.
Then the turn never comes.
It never comes.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Right.
Not only that, I feel that's like true. The first draft of this, she was supposed to be Harley Quinn.
Yeah, I mean, she's a psychologist.
For some reason, they never had that. Like, I don't understand.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
It's so
especially
odd.
At the end when she goes to Arkham. Like that.
Well, she immediately wants to fuck Batman and makes it very obvious.
Yeah, right away.
Very, she's like, very obvious.
Gordon's like, there's you in the cast.
Sorry, I just found it. Yeah, that's the cast.
Oh, shit. Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty funny.
R.I.P. Astroworld.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy. That's
crazy.
Right.
Yeah. Crazy that they just time. Oh, they bought that land because it was worth so much. Never did anything with it. It's just land still.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, there were plans to make another park.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it never happened.
Right.
It's not even overflow for the Texans.
Another big problem with this movie versus the previous two is the action is fucking terrible.
Wow. Yeah.
It's really like there's no action. Because Batman shows up and he beats up Two-Face's thugs in the lamest way possible. It's just like judo flip. Like, you barely see anything. You know, it's just like really lame.
Flipping a guy over kills him in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, and he does too many of, like, two guys grab him, and they help lift him so he can kick two other guys that are approaching him. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. It's just it's almost lazy choreographed.
It's the Adam West, like,
that's
fighting.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, all it needed was bam, pow.
Right. You might as well throw it in there. You're basically doing
it. Yeah, right.
So Batman goes to save the security guard, but it's a trap! I always laughed at how, over the top this guy was.
Jesus.
Oh, no! It's boiling acid!
Yeah.
Not just regular acid.
Boiling acid.
Two-Face attached the safe.
Same acid that was ready to make up today.
Two-Face attached the safe to his helicopter. Why?
Okay.
Why not just trap him in the safe and dump in the boiling acid?
Not only that, okay. No,
hold on.
Uh-huh, yeah, sure.
You see, if you don't lift it out.
Okay. No.
No.
Or how about this? Just put TNT in all those safe deposit boxes.
He had to save it.
Blow it up.
He had
Batman.
To save the TNT for later.
Batman's
Andrew.
Villains have always been known for
yeah.
really stupid ways to kill Batman.
What was his plan, anyways? Was it to rob it? Because if he was robbing it, wouldn't the boiling acid?
It was just to kill Batman.
Just to trap. His only motivation in this entire movie is to kill Batman.
And we'll talk about why later.
Which is even dumber.
Yeah.
Because they show it.
Oh, my God.
And he didn't even want to steal anything until the Riddler joins him.
Right.
How did he build his empire?
Yeah. So then Batman grabs the guy, the guard. He's like, hey, that's my hearing aid. It's like, you're 40. You're like 40 years old.
First of all, that. Second of all, it's Batman trying to save your life. And he's like, hey, that's mine.
What? On top of that,
Batman needs it to crack the safe, you stupid fuck. Even I knew that. Come on, dude.
Right. But like, you know, the boiling acid, like that should be the least of your problem.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, and then you got the scene of the guy's glasses dropping into the water.
Just to show you that it indeed was boiling acid.
Boiling acid.
So Batman escapes the safe and he manages to put it back exactly where it was.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because he's Batman.
Yeah.
And then, like, every time Batman just, like, foils Two-Face, there's a close-up of Tommy Lee Jones just go, hey!
Yeah. So he takes a shit in his pants every time Batman gets away.
That's it.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, my God. Happy day.
Yeah.
So he sees Batman hanging onto the helicopter, and Two-Face purposely flies into a giant billboard, and everything explodes.
Except for the helicopter.
Except Batman.
Batman.
Barely an
And that's where he yells, "Oh, happy day.
Happy day."
What the fuck? Happy day?
Sure. He grew up watching Happy Days. What can I say? Yeah.
So Batman's not dead, so Two-Face shoots his the thug flying the helicopter.
Hold on. I think this was before this.
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe it's coming up. It's just more of this one man's born a hero, his brother's a coward, baby star, politicians grow fat, holy men are martyred, and junkies grow legend. But why? Luck, blind, stupid, simple, doo-dah, clueless luck. I don't even know what he's saying in this.
I have no idea.
Doo-dah, simple.
Doo-dah, clueless luck.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So yeah. Two-Face then jumps out of the helicopter and parachutes away while doing his awful laugh. The
Yeah.
And then the helicopter flies into the Statue of Liberty and explodes.
Or whatever it is in that universe.
Right. And Batman dives into the water. And then we see him emerge from the water just to show us that he's alive. Yeah, we get it. The next scene is Bruce Wayne. I think we can figure it out.
Right.
Even me as an 8-year-old, I knew that Bruce Wayne was Batman. I'm like, wait, but he dead?
You didn't think he drowned?
Here's the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty is on about 500 yards of land.
Yeah.
If you hit it and drop, you're not hitting water there. No. You're splatting.
I guess in this universe.
Oh, there's no, it's just on.
It's floating on water.
In the water.
Right.
So next up, Bruce Wayne meets Edward Nygma, played by the MVP of the film.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't Jim Carrey, it wouldn't be anyone else.
No.
No one else does a good job in this movie. Here's the weird thing. I always thought this was weird, even when I was 8 years old seeing this. He already has a Riddler bobblehead.
I'm guessing that's one of these fortune game things that he's into.
Maybe. Like,
but then we go to his apartment later, everything is Riddler.
No.
Everything is Riddler. So the Riddler exists already? Was the Riddler a TV show?
It's a great Halloween costume.
Is he like a local magician?
It's maybe.
Very confusing.
Part of the circus, probably.
Yeah.
One of the lines I always remembered as a kid was when he meets Bruce Wayne. He was like, you know, we haven't met, but your name was on the hiring slip. I have it.
Yeah.
He's obsessed with Bruce Wayne.
Which is great, yeah.
And he shows Bruce his greatest invention that manipulates people's brain waves. And Bruce even is like, you know, look, well, I'll have my team look into it and see if it's safe. And Edward's like, no, I need an answer right now, no.
Right. Yeah. Why would he immediately
be
like...
Well, because he's a psychopath.
He's a psycho.
He's a psychopath.
So real funny. So Ace Ventura comes out. And,
yes.
And it's a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And it puts him on the map. Then The Mask comes out.
Yes.
And that makes like $200 million.
Uh-huh.
Dumb and Dumber. Okay, now he's Hollywood royalty.
Yes.
Put this guy in a movie. You're going to make a ton of money.
Uh-huh.
Then Batman Forever comes out.
Yep.
Then it goes, When Nature Calls. Okay. You know,
but it still made a lot of money, right?
Cable Guy.
Yeah.
And then he kind of gets his fastball back with Liar Liar, which I watched again recently. And again, it's very like 90s style, like silliness.
Yeah.
And then Truman Show is where he won the awards and should have maybe won the Oscar. But
for sure.
I don't even think he was nominated, even though
he won the Golden Globe and
didn't even get nominated.
Yeah.
So anyway, so it's just interesting. And then some zany stuff after that, like The Grinch and Bruce Almighty and... but yeah, like he was on such a high at that point when he got this movie.
He didn't last long.
No, it's certainly the one of the holes in his career.
Most comedians have like 5 good movies and then it's over.
Yeah, right. Right.
You know?
That's pretty good.
He's only been a sidekick for 20 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bruce turns him down. He's devastated. Bruce then goes to his office. He sits in his chair and he says, "Chair." And then the floor opens and he slides down.
What would you say?
What a code word. So what if Bruce had a guest over and like they sat in the chair like, "Wow, Bruce, this is a really nice chair." Wow.
Oh, shit.
Chair.
How much did you spend on that chair? Oh, shit.
His secretary's like, sir, you've disappeared 4 times last week when we were trying to order that new chair for your office.
That's how Robin should have found the Batcave. Seriously.
Right? No.
Oh, look at me. I'm in Bruce Wayne's chair. Way better than doing parkour right. around the house.
Around the slowest door ever.
He goes down a slide.
Yeah.
But then he gets into like a bullet train that goes to Bruce, Wayne Manor.
Right. Yeah. And then he ends up in a sarcophagus.
Yeah. Like, what is happening? There's a lot of transitions there.
But then fast forward to when Robin finds the Batcave and it's just another room in the house.
Yeah.
What?
It's like a big garage.
In the Dark Knight trilogy, it's a cave under the house.
Right.
There's an elevator that takes a while. But in Batman Forever, it's another room in the house.
Even
this used to be the guest room.
It's the basement.
Now it's the Batcave.
The basement.
What?
Even later, Robin's like, what's this door? Bathroom. This door. Laundry room. This door. Don't go in there.
Yeah.
That's the best thing Alfred can do.
He says it's Bruce's dead wives.
No, wine, I think. He's talking about wine, right?
Dead wine?
I
thought he said dead wives.
I thought he
said
wives.
I thought it was a show for children.
That was a poor attempt at a joke.
Dead wives?
I thought it was
wives.
What,
that's what Josh wives? And I both thought it was wives. Heard.
What are you Googling to find this out right now?
I don't
now?
Know, like Bruce just a line. Maybe he said wine. I don't know. I heard wives. It's not important.
That's hilarious. I'd rather it be wise. Swear he keeps his dead wife.
Right, but instead it's like, don't go in there, which any teenager is just like, okay, I have
You're
to go in there,
You're basically telling
right?
me to break into this.
If anything, you should have said, yeah, it's a Master Wayne's sec dungeon. I wouldn't go in there if I were you or something.
So later, Bruce sees the bat signal. He shows up, and it's Chase. And she tells Batman that Two-Face's coin is his Achilles heel. And Batman says, I know. You call me here for this? The bat signal is not a beeper.
Yeah. Should have said it's not a booty call. That's
this whole scene is ridiculous. You know, he's like, you trying to get under my cape, doctor?
Yes. Of course. She just wants to goggle the bat cock.
And then he says, it's the car, right? Chicks love the car. Which Robin repeats in the next movie. I want a car. Jesus. Chicks dig the car. This is why Superman works alone. Chase has an orgasm while touching Batman's chest. And again, she was only there to fuck Batman. That was it.
Right. Okay, so this, real quick, this does say Master Wayne's dead wives on IMDb.
Yeah.
His dead? What's the joke there?
He's just trying to...
Somebody said something about his wine. I just kind of like let it go.
He's just trying to scare Robin into not going in there. I don't know.
Because he'll murder you too, maybe?
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, in real life, they murdered Robin.
I really want to go in that
in
room.
Real, if this was real, they would have murdered Dick Grayson as soon as he enters the bat.
Well, for sure.
Like Alfred just looks at him like, kill him. Come with me, Master Grayson. So then Gordon shows up in his pajamas. And Chase puts her clothes back on. She's like wearing like kind of like lingerie underneath her robe, underneath her jacket.
You think there would be more security in trying to turn on the bat signal, right?
Yeah.
Instead, I guess it's just a giant on switch.
Well, Chase was probably fucking one of the cops at the
Gordon.
Gotham.
Gordon. That's why he was so tired.
Yeah, it's his PJs. She jerked off Gordon. He went to sleep. And again, it's like, how is she not a bad guy? Another example, like she's calling Batman in for nothing. She's seducing him. Even the way she talks is like evil, sexy woman in every movie ever.
Right.
So then Batman gets back in his car and he says, women.
Oh, yeah, I see. Especially with
the director.
Right.
Surprised they don't edit it out in streaming.
Well, they ended up fucking instead. Fucking women.
Well, fucking women.
I don't think so.
That was a Joel Schumacher. He wrote that line specifically.
Women. Who needs them?
Women. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
So then Nigma's boss catches him working on the project. And I forgot that actor's name, but he's very famous.
Ah, shit. Yeah, we were making
He was in
fun
Better
of
Call
him.
Saul.
Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Nigma knocks him out with the... Knocks him out.
Ed Begley Jr.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy's
Back
boss.
To work.
Even him. He was like
Back
a
to
good
work,
actor.
Edward. Back to work. Edward.
Everyone's the Joker in this movie. I'm telling you, everyone. Everyone but Bruce.
Like you're in front of Bruce Wayne. You wouldn't say it like that. You'd be like, okay. We'll get I'll call you later. Like Bruce's gonna be like, I have serial killers working this laboratory.
It's this company is breeding the all the supervillains.
Yes.
Where? Oh, right. Wait, who works down there all alone? Oh, that's Bane. He's in charge of all the military weapons.
It's so strange.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Interesting.
Why does he wear that mask? Anyways,
let me know when you need something. I'll be down here.
Playing with snakes.
So you're right. If Batman didn't exist in this world, you wouldn't have Two-Face.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have the Riddler.
Yeah.
You just, the world would be fine. Right?
Yeah. So Enigma knocks out his boss and he does the caffeine, I'll kill ya!
Yeah.
And he attaches him to his machine.
The giant blender.
And we find out that Enigma invented 3D technology.
To be honest, he invented some pretty good 3D technology.
3D technology that melts your brain. That's the difference. I feel like we've already had 3D technology, but not 3D tech that melts your brain. But okay.
But if it melts your brain, how does it become the best seller?
I think it's a metaphor for
phones.
Sure.
iPhones.
Yeah, sure. It works.
Even later, he talks to Alfred on his watch.
Yeah.
He has a little FaceTiming. Ahead of its time, this movie. Yes. Ahead of its time.
Oh, Batman. This is where Jim Carrey goes full Ace Ventura on steroids. Sure. In this scene, where he's, you know, sucking all the juice out of his boss's brain, and he's just like singing and dancing and just like saying nonsense and going, mm-hmm. It was just like, what the fuck?
Making so many weird faces.
Yeah.
So then Enigma's boss tells him that he's fired. So Edward pushes him out of the window and yells, "Surf's up, Big Kahuna!"
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I love when he pushes him.
Top five.
Yeah.
I don't know what his motivation was, but when he breaks the window and kind of hangs there.
Yeah.
I just love, Jim's like, ah! Like, right. You don't know if he's like, oh shit, he's about to die, yeah. Or oh shit, he didn't die.
Right.
But he runs over and he just takes off.
Well, then he's pretending that, because then he's like, he's running after him, he's like, hang on!
Yeah.
So he's like sarcastically, you know, like, oh, I'm going to save you, but not really.
It's right. Just an extra layer of fear, Joe.
Oh,
extra
it's so
layer
good.
Of fear.
It's so good.
Terrifying this scene is.
Yeah.
So then Enigma grabs the security camera because that's how security cameras work.
Right.
You know?
Of course.
You just grab the camera. It's not connected to some network. Right. Where they...
Well, in 95, it might not have been.
No. Bruce Wayne's built it.
Did they not have wireless technology back then? This was not a wireless camera?
No, it was not wireless.
Okay. By the way, I'll tell you what technology... the technology that did not exist.
Uh-huh.
Is completely regenerating a guy running and committing suicide.
Right.
I'm not even sure a random guy in Wayne Enterprises could do that now.
It would have made so much more
to
sense.
To create a whole video?
It would have made so much more sense if he just melted the guy's brain and convinced him with the technology to go kill himself.
Right. Because I thought that was the point, was there supposed to be some type of like mind control.
It is.
But yeah.
Why it would have made sense to be like, go run out the window.
Right. But they never used it that way. Instead, they just used it to learn secrets.
Maybe
about
that would
each
ruin
other.
His billion-dollar corporation.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to the obvious time jump a little bit later.
Right.
The obvious huge time jump.
Like months.
Years. You got to go into production, pre-production, and then sell it, put it in retail stores. Right. He has a completely different look.
No, Josh. Joe, he just needed Two-Face.
That's right.
The company is traded on the New York Stock Exchange?
Yeah, right. It's traded. It's doing better than Wayne Enterprises. It takes 4 years for an IPO to happen. I'm gonna say a decade has gone by.
Meanwhile, Chase and Batman still haven't fucked.
No.
Robin hasn't aged a day. No. It's crazy that they do that. And like, yeah. Overnight, he's... Trading his stock? What?
All right, so...
We'll get there.
So, let's go back. Let's rewind a little bit. The next morning, Bruce Wayne watches the news, and he watches the footage of how Harvey Dent was scarred by crime boss Maroney, played by, just some guy, whereas in The Dark Knight, he was played by Eric Roberts.
Eric Roberts. The great Eric Roberts.
This
and
was
so
an
Maroney,
scene.
And this is actually from the comics. Except,
you know, I
except
only realized
for the Batman
that now
part,
because
I believe.
Maroney keeps coming up. I was like, this has got to be canon thing.
In the comics, Maroney, or one of the crime bosses, throws the acid on Harvey Dent's face in the courtroom. What I don't think was in the comics was, I don't think Batman was in the courtroom as Batman.
Right.
Right.
What the fuck was that?
Hey, everyone.
Was he there to testify?
He was. Right. He was on the state's witness list.
Can you, you can't anonymously testify.
State your name for the record. Batman. Your real name? Batman. Bruce. Oh, yeah, no. Can't do
so
that.
So you took down Maroney?
I took down Maroney.
Was it awesome? It was pretty awesome. Boy, all right, thank it? You, sir.
So explain the scene. So he's about to throw acid on Two-Face.
Yes.
The bad guy.
Yeah. Right.
Batman was just trying to block it?
Yeah. And Batman Two-Face tried to save him.
Blames Batman.
And Two-Face covered his face with one sheet of paper, and that stopped the acid from burning his face.
Acid doesn't go through paper.
Oh,
Charlie.
Right. Like come this on. This side yeah. was fine. Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah. You're nitpicking
that
there,
whole
Andrew.
Scene of Batman jumping like off amazing. The oh my god, what
I
the
just
hell
love
was
how
that?
He was in the gallery.
How
just
is it in that? That's his one hold on.
I was in the shadows.
That is one hell of a response time. Because think about if you have a cup and like I'm gonna throw it at someone right over here. And it's like, oh yeah, what do you think of this? And it's like, as I'm throwing it, Batman's already like diving to try to save Dent. Like that is just.
I'm the world's greatest detective.
He has like a cat's response time.
Well, he's a bat. Okay,
right.
Interesting.
So yeah, that's a pretty ridiculous scene.
Very ridiculous.
Then Bruce shows Gordon the security footage of Nigma's boss jumping out the window. Nigma gives the police a suicide note, and he's like, you'll notice the writing matches his exactly.
The writing and penmanship matches exactly. Yeah.
And I guess murders are that easy to solve because they're like, suicide? Suicide? Okay, everyone's suicide.
Gordon, well, I mean, come on, the tape.
Gordon grabs, right, but okay, Gordon sees the tape, and they're still like, I don't know. And then Gordon gets the suicide note. It says, goodbye, cruel world, and he goes, yep, definitely suicide.
Right? Look, anybody. He didn't check it against the penmanship and everything yet. Didn't get writing experts in there.
Goodbye, cruel world. Oh, my God. So then Bruce gets his first riddle, and his assistant's like, who would send you a riddle? That, Maggie, is the riddle.
Oh. Come on, that deserves a rap horn, right? Come on.
Does the... yeah, you're right. It deserves something.
No. No, that deserves... Say it again and hit the Christopher Nolan button.
Yeah. Who would send you a riddle? That, Maggie, is the riddle.
That's perfect. Oh, that's good. Good.
So then Nigma goes home where there's more Riddler stuff. His apartment felt like they were like, hey, let's just do Michelle Pfeiffer's apartment from Batman Returns, where she has a bunch of cat stuff. He has a bunch of question marks.
Right. And he lives in like a hallway, a very skinny hallway,
an attic or something.
Yeah. Like where does he's poor. Bruce does not pay his,
no,
his technicians very well.
What an asshole. So then Bruce goes to visit Chase, but he hears her struggling. And he busts through the door. And here's another problem I have with this Batman is he's dumb.
Yeah.
Batman shouldn't be dumb. Right. But he's always dumb. He falls for every Two-Face trap.
Yeah.
And he hears her struggling. He busts through the door and she's just working out. And she's like, kickboxing.
I can come
back. The book. Me fix door.
She should have punched him and he was stuck. Thank you. I needed that.
I've never seen a lady before.
But again, even if he was pretending to be dumb, like Christian Bale did in a good way, like he actually tried to be like, I'm a playboy billionaire.
Yeah, he was acting. He was pretending.
Right.
This Bruce is just dumb.
He's just dumb as fuck.
Just dumb.
Just stupid.
Right. So I can see why Michael Keaton was like, I'm a hard pass on making my character a retard.
Even he wasn't the smartest Batman either.
Right, but just not like this.
We've met before. We have? So. Oh, fuck. I was Batman. I mean, that other guy. Never mind.
But that's, you know, he was just in love with her.
A beautiful woman.
That's fine. Yeah. But Batman's always dumb. So he shows her the two of the riddles he got, and she looks over them for 5 seconds and then says, my opinion is the writer is a total wacko.
Thanks.
She's a psychologist.
She's a total wacko.
She's a psychologist, And she goes, yep, he's a total wacko. Yeah, wow. Thanks. Great job, doctor.
Right. You went to medical school for this?
Thanks for that, doctor.
Right.
Brilliant take.
Bruce was like, I don't know why I came here.
Hey, Josh, what do you think of this?
I think this guy's a wacko.
I'm going to write it down. Nut wacko. Job. Nut job.
Yeah, he's got problems.
So then Bruce.
Yes.
He wants to ask Chase on a date, and he says, do you want to come with me to the circus?
Come with me. Very sexually.
No. To the circus.
I want
to
get you out of those clothes.
Yes, I want to get you out of those
clothes. Huh? And what? She wasn't mad. She's like,
And then she goes, I think
go on
into a black dress.
Yeah. We already
would
know
you like
that
to go to the circus?
She fucks everyone.
But also, like you said, circus, first date,
circus.
Sure.
And then while at the circus, Bruce tells they just got there, and Bruce tells Chase, "Hey, I'm going rock climbing this weekend. Want to join me?
Date number what? Two."
Bruce moves quick.
By the way,
he moves quick.
He doesn't have time to do that.
Right. That's clearly not an answer. Why would Batman leave?
He's at large and tried to kill him in this movie already.
Yeah.
And like he's like, I'm going to go rock climbing.
Batman only works 5 days a week in this universe.
Yeah.
So she said yes to the circus date. I guess because she was like, well, there's nothing sexy about that. So,
right. This must be as friends.
And he's like, you want to go rock climbing with me?
No, I would totally fuck you if we were rock climbing.
And then
climbing.
She reveals that she's got the hots for Batman. But it's like, well, then why are you here? He should be like, why are you fucking here at the circus, bitch?
Yeah.
So then the flying Grayson.
I have the hots for Batman. And then someone
Batman's
comes.
Here. Yeah.
So, I mean, she obviously knew Batman. I'm telling you, she was obvious. Like you said, she was obviously a villain in this
movie.
Dude,
she's setting him up every time.
It is so crazy. True. Wow.
So then we meet the Flying Graysons. They show off their talents without the safety of Annette. Also, the circus is being broadcast on television.
Yeah.
Before Two-Face shows up, it is on TV.
No. Okay, different universe, maybe.
Yeah, sure.
No, what's crazier is once Two-Face shows up, the killing machine, they stay on live. They keep the cameras rolling.
Yeah.
No.
Sure.
He's about to murder everyone. Uh-huh. You don't want this on TV.
This is great television.
But their version of CNN, apparently.
Yeah.
And you had the Riddler watching live for reasons, I guess.
I put his TV on. Maybe there's one network in this universe.
Maybe. And
that's why everyone got his box, because he was offering another channel.
Right. that actually makes sense.
So Two-Face takes over the circus. He says Batman has 2 minutes to reveal his true identity or he's blowing up the circus. So does he know that Batman is at the circus?
No, he says it, though. Remember? He says there's a bunch of dignified people here, so there's a really good chance one of you is Batman.
Because
you're all rich. Batman obviously has money. He says that. So it kind of makes sense. But
anybody
like,
who's anybody goes to the circus.
That's the part that doesn't make sense.
You know, the rich person circus?
It said charity circus on the big circus outside. So I'm guessing this is some kind of charity event.
Yeah, there's no poor there.
So Bruce gets up. Well, yeah, they treat it as if it's like this is their Met Gala or something.
No, that's right. Exactly.
It would have made more sense if they're like, let's go to the opera.
They show up and that really old-timey, old-woman entertainment reporter is like, Bruce, who did you bring?
She's and he's like Brucey.
Yeah, and he goes, Dr. Chase Meridian.
Who? Okay, sure.
Ooh,
which, by the
doctor.
Way,
what are you wearing?
She's the wife of Bob Kane, the creator of Batman. That's how she got this role.
Shut up.
Yes.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
I thought she was like a real reporter
that
got the role.
No. She's Bob Kane's wife.
From the 50s.
Was he still alive for this?
He was.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So Bruce stands up and he yells, Harvey, I'm Batman! Which, that's the line, that's this movie's I'm Batman.
I'm Batman, I guess, because he never says it.
Wow, that sucked.
Harvey!
I'm Batman!
Chase Meridian couldn't hear him from like a foot away.
Right here. She's right next to him. She's like, so Dick Grayson throws the cartoon bomb into the water. I mean, it's an Acme bomb from Looney Tunes.
Was the most cartoony thing you've ever seen. It even had a ticking time clock on it.
Meep.
It was like Adam West carrying around the cartoon bomb in the Batman movie.
Essentially. And the other thing is, so he says he's Batman, right?
Yeah.
I'm Batman. And then you see him going, climbing up, you know,
he's
all the
kicking everyone's ass.
Kicking everyone. Why wouldn't anybody believe him? I believe him. That must be Batman.
Yeah, they made it like no one could hear him. That's how they
or
did
see
it.
Him.
Or see him. Kicking someone's ass. So much ass.
So yeah, Dick Grayson gets rid of the bomb, and then he finds his family dead because Two-Face shot them down.
By the way, where's Alfred with the Batsuit? Later on in this movie, when something goes on, he just runs outside. Alfred, emergency.
It's always in the car.
Yeah.
I guess.
No clue.
So then Bruce adopts Dick Grayson.
Didn't he?
Yes, he did. He did. How old is Dick Grayson supposed to be in this movie?
I'm guessing he's supposed to be 16.
Right. 14, 17. 16.
You can even emancipate and like, he's got the oldest he can be is 16.
Right.
But no, he's
Chris
what,
O'Donnell.
23?
Well, Chris 29. O'Donnell was 25 when they made this movie.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah. You could have easily cast a younger kid.
He's like 16 going on 30 in this movie.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's like, well, we don't know if we want to have Robin or Nightwing in this movie because Nightwing's supposed to be older. You know, Robin would be younger. So instead, they just cast an older guy and played him as Robin.
He's at age four, Nightwing.
Right. It's so confusing.
Remember the first Scary Movie? They're like, oh, what if this is all a movie? Like, well, if this is a movie, then, you know, they'd have characters in their late 20s, early 30s playing us.
Yeah, that's right.
So then we get a flashback of Bruce's parents being murdered. Which is, you know, it's just like, okay, I mean, we saw this in Batman, and it was the Joker, but in this one, they don't show it.
Yeah, but they kind of make it look like that same guy that killed the parents in a way.
Right? Yeah.
They tried to keep that consistent.
And then Alfred walks up, and Bruce tells Alfred, I killed them. And he's like, what, Master Wayne? He killed them. And then Alfred's like, no, but you said I killed them.
Yeah.
And then there's no payoff or reference to that ever again. I don't understand what happened.
It's over.
Where did we go from here?
It's over.
So then does Batman just go for a joyride at this point? He's just driving around.
I think he's
looking for bad crimes. Looking for
bad crimes. I think what it was is like, I've got to get out of the fucking house. I'm gonna take the bat penis and we're gonna roll around in my bat penis car.
Dear God.
Oh, it does look like the ambiguously gay duo. Well,
the next one, Batman and Robin, it is a penis. It's a giant cock. Thanks, Joel Schumacher.
You're the best. Well,
and it even sprays like that white stuff on the guy.
That would be funny.
Yeah,
sure.
So he goes for a joyride, but Two-Face was there waiting. I guess he just knew where Batman was going to drive. And he was disguised as a woman pushing a baby carriage. He takes off his coat.
My God.
And then he shoots a rocket, but Batman just, you know, just avoids it and he kills some of his thugs.
Two-Face is murdering so many of his own thugs in this movie.
This whole scene right here, it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't mean anything.
Even make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
He's in the Batmobile.
Yeah.
They're in regular cars and they're chasing him.
Right.
Right. So, okay. Yeah. Okay. Hold on.
Batman is trying to get away from the bad guys.
Right.
How does that make any sense?
And they're Honda Civics. You have the fucking Batmobile with all its gadgets.
Not only this. Okay, so Batman or the Two-Face just murdered all of his own thugs, right? The Two-Face no longer has a rocket, and Batman just like, all right, I guess I'll catch you later, bro. Yeah. I'm going to roll.
Yeah. Right. Right. Just go get him.
Right. He's weaponless now.
He gets away.
Yeah. Batman drives up a building, and Two-Face goes, hey! That's what he does every time.
Right.
Batman's like, I gotta get home, you know, away from all those bad guys. Alfred almost got caught by Two-Face tonight.
Alfred.
Oh, Master Wayne, you're a bad man.
This never happens.
I believe you did this to catch him, Master.
This never happens when I go rock climbing.
Yeah. Right.
So then Edward Nygma's in his apartment trying to come up with a costume and a superhero name. And he decides to go with all the question mark shit that's already in his apartment, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
And again, it was like a lame version of the Catwoman scene, like her making her costume.
Certainly not as sexy, that's for
sure. Not as sexy. Right. Meanwhile, Two-Face has two whores that I guess just fuck him.
I was amazed when Andrew told me that one of them was Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
I fucking flipped out. I was
Josh was the only one that didn't know this.
That has to be like the most random role of her career.
Debbie Mazur,
before she was super famous.
Was it?
Well, yes. No. I mean, okay. She was super famous from E.T. when she was a child, but she had this transition time where she wasn't quite a star as an adult yet.
Interesting.
And she would take these little roles. She had drug problems and stuff when she was a teenager. This is one of her comeback roles to say, hey, look, I'm not, you know,
When was that Poison Ivy movie? Was it a year before this,
had
right?
Had to be, right? Had to be.
3 years before.
Yeah.
So
this was her ascension back into the limelight.
Interesting. I was just stunned. So way to go, Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, their name looks good in this Sugar movie. And Spice. Sugar is Drew Barrymore. She's the good Scythe. Right. She's like, oh, look, Harvey, we could, you know, just drink some champagne and then we could make love. And then Spice is like, oh, we could do meth and you can fuck my ass. And Two-Face is like, oh yeah.
All the choices.
Why do you even have that good side? Like, yeah, Drew Barrymore's probably a little hotter, but like, there's a lot of great stuff going on over here.
Right, Spice?
David Minister said, yeah, but I brought a bunch of whores. Look at all the whores on my side. Right.
She like Sugar's a virgin that Two-Face never fucked for years. So then Riddler shows up to Two-Face's lair. This is the first time we're seeing Two-Face's hideout.
Plus the first time jump, because we just saw him go, oh, I should be the Rit. And then one scene later, he's in full costume.
Yeah.
He found a costume. He completely gotten a haircut. His hair was long.
Yes.
Now it's super short.
Yeah. Oh, and pink.
Again, the next time jump, it gets long again. We got it.
Yes. You'll see. That's right. It does. Yeah. Yes. That's right. Excuse me. Again. So Riddler shows up and doesn't say how he found his lair.
Yeah, he does.
Two-Face asks him and he said,
well, he explains it after when he puts the thing on his head. He goes, this is how I found you.
Yeah, But who told how?
Two-Face doesn't seem like a guy that watches the TV.
No, it's not explained. But he says, no. It doesn't make any sense, guys. But
I know, that's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
So he quickly wins Two-Face over by telling him he can help him get Batman. And he wants to put his 3D box in every TV in America to find out who Batman is. So the first thing they do is they go rob a jewelry store.
This doesn't make any... He goes, help me raise money so I can put this in everyone's... Well, it sounds like you have a pretty nice product.
Yeah.
Right. Get some investors.
Let's go to... Right.
You know, yeah.
Let's go to Why Silicon steal Valley.
Money?
So they steal some...
angel investors.
They steal some diamonds and then they go and rob a casino. And then Jim Carrey has like a handful of money, which can be no more than $10,000. Like, oh, we're good.
We got
$10,000.
Dunzo.
Wow.
Finally, I can get my listing on the New York Stock Exchange.
Oh, and everybody knows you don't hit a casino. You don't want to get the mob after you guys.
And then this is where we have the time jump because we see that he put a 3D box in every home in Gotham.
Every home.
And he's got like big, thick hair.
Yep.
And we see Riddler and Two-Face fighting over the fucking thing like it's a drug.
Yeah.
Like, oh, give me, pass it to me. Pass it to me.
I still cannot get over the look of the thing. It just looks like a giant blender.
Yeah.
You think they would have thought of something a little bit more interesting.
It's the box. That's what they call the box.
It's not even a box. It's a fucking blender.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Alfred watches Dick Grayson do some... what I can only say, karate laundry?
A parkour laundry? Something
he's like using his shirt like they're nunchucks, and then he wraps around his leg and dries it off. It's like, what the fuck is this?
He mops up his mess. Yeah.
The dryer works fine, Master Grayson.
And then fucking looks at Alfred like, yeah, you saw me, bitch.
He winks at him. That's how we go, oh, maybe he can fight.
Yeah.
Oh, because he can.
Maybe he learned how to fight.
Beat up clothes.
I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he does some flying Grayson parkour bullshit, accidentally falls in the Batcave, which again is just a room. It's just another room.
Right.
And Alfred even looks at him like, well, we have to fucking kill you now.
They go from this scene to now this motherfucker is out on a joyride. It's just so crazy. Like, did he beat up Alfred for the keys? Did Alfred try to stop
Alfred,
him?
No. Alfred loves this kid.
Loves him, yeah.
He's like, you're way more fun than Bruce.
Right.
Bruce is an asshole.
Yeah.
So Bruce is in Chase's office again. He finds that Chase has some close-up pictures of Batman. One of them looks like Batman's headshot.
Right.
Like he took headshots just in case they wanted him for some movies or something. It's just like a picture right up close.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit, man.
Right, right.
And then you watch the Dark Knight trilogy. It's like, yeah, Batman doesn't let anyone even see him.
Right. No.
Like, and then in Batman and Robin, like Batman is a guest at a charity event. Yeah. Like, in the bat suit.
He's a vigilante that the cops are currently looking for.
Yeah.
In all the comics.
So then Alfred calls Bruce on his Apple Watch to tell him that Master Grayson has taken the car. The Jaguar? No, sir. The other car. The Bentley? No, sir. The other car.
The Alfred Romero?
No.
I guess this is too new for him to come up with code words, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, no one's ever taken the Batmobile before. So
and then Offspring starts singing.
Yes.
I actually loved Offspring when I was in college.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I was in college during these years.
Yes, they've got some good songs. So Dick drives into the city, shows off the Batmobile to the Neon Gang. Why would you go to the gang members?
Well, he went to like where the ladies were.
He goes to the prostitutes.
Yeah.
Ever fuck anybody in a Batmobile?
They're like, that's not Batman, that's Batboy. And they all laugh at him.
And I think that's a famous... Isn't that in Vogue? Who said that?
Oh, is it?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe.
I was forgetting. I was like, is this the one that has, what's his name?
Coolio.
Coolio? But no, it was Batman and Robin that has Coolio.
Yeah. We'll get to him eventually.
Yeah, that's right. So Dick beats up the Neon Gang and saves some girl. And then she goes, wait, doesn't Batman ever kiss the girl? And he gives her a kiss.
Oh, and sticks his tongue down. Yeah, of course.
Course.
Hell yeah.
If that's why I'm here. I was going to fuck one of these hoas, but
maybe that's in the next movie where the famous singers do something.
I guess it makes sense because Coolio's in the next one.
Yeah. Mm.
So more Neon Gang members attack Dick. So Batman shows up and the gang members run away. And then Dick punches Batman and he's like, it's your fault. They died. It's your fault. And Batman is blocking his punches by just holding up his arms like this, as if Dick Grayson is like a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And he's like, yep, get it out. Get it all out, little kid. Get it all out.
Well, he's a little kid.
He's a little bitch.
Yeah, little bro. Come on, little bro.
He just did laundry karate, but whatever. Yeah, I think he just beat up Alfred to get the car.
Oh, no, it was in Vogue. Those three girls were in Vogue. Prostitutes or whatever.
Hey, girls, how would you like to be some hoes?
Sign me up.
That was in Vogue.
Yeah. How would you like to try to suck Batman's cock, but then it's a 16-year-old? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, what? How much? When do we have to be there?
Yeah. So then back at home, Dick tells Bruce he wants to kill Two-Face, but Bruce tells him, you know, your pain will only get worse. And Dick's like, well, you don't understand. You know, your parents weren't killed by a maniac. And he's like, yes, they were. Yeah,
100%.
Just recently.
Dick Grayson's the only person that doesn't know Batman's origin story.
Apparently.
Or like doesn't know that Bruce Wayne's parents were killed.
Yeah, it's got to be the most famous thing in the world, right?
Yeah. So then there's a big party. And again, that old-timey entertainment reporter, like she's interviewing Jim Carrey. And what's funny is he has Bruce Wayne's hair. And then he even has a mole because Val Kilmer has a mole in the same spot.
That's cool.
And he asked Drew Barrymore, he's like, how's my mole? She's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it now. Yeah.
But then the entertainment reporter, she goes, they could have gone
so much further with that.
Like right.
Him trying to be Bruce Wayne.
Make it more obvious. Yeah. And she even says like, oh, Bruce looks better in the suit than you. And he's like, you're such a bitch. But
right.
Whatever.
It's like, shut the fuck up and work.
We have the entertainment reporter again, just like a big close-up of her going, oh, it's Bruce Wayne.
Brucey, like, baby.
Yeah. So Edward shows off what his technology can do. And it's like, wow, look, a green screen. We see a guy walk in there and it's a green screen. Then it turns into Hawaii in the background and a woman puts a lei on him. And the guy's like, whoa.
Well,
now it's VR, we're supposed to believe, I guess.
I guess. Green screen, something like that. Some type of immersive technology.
So then Edward dances with Chase while Sugar shows Bruce how to turn off the machine, kind of like a wife swap situation here.
Yeah, almost. 100%. Right?
By the way, if this stock is doing better than Wayne Enterprises and everything, done.
Yeah.
And we're done.
Like, I'm beating Bruce.
Right.
Yeah.
Why do we have to keep cracking and breaking shit?
Why do I want to kill him? I am already beating Bruce.
I'm beating him. I'd rather him be alive, like the Joker. Like, let's. I want to just beat you and see you anguish.
Why not I just buy his company? You know, maybe that might be more interesting.
Maybe he would have done that, but just Two-Face is too fucking crazy and now they're partners.
You know? Yeah. I think we're putting a little bit.
Two-Face Joker, whatever his name is.
So Sugar shows Bruce how to turn off the machine, which you just pull out one of the green things. Super easy. Then he goes inside the box, but Sugar turns it back on. And Bruce starts to get memorized by it, but then Two-Face crashes the party, and he snaps out of it.
Mm. Mesmerized.
Yeah. Then Batman drops in, and Enigma tells Two-Face, your entrance was good, his was better.
His was better.
Yeah, man. Which is a good line. Like, that would be a great line in a better movie. Right. You know, like in a better Batman movie.
In a better Batman movie, for sure.
Yours was better.
But yeah, this is another scene where you have Meridian.
Yes.
And then followed closely by Two-Face.
Right. She's there and the bad guys show up.
She had to have been Spice or then, whatever.
Okay, even better. Even better here, Chase kisses Batman and says, "My place, midnight." And that distraction allows Two-Face to get away.
Right.
It's just like, how is she not evil?
Working with Two-Face.
How did you not pay that off?
Maybe what this was supposed to be the Joker and Harley Quinn, but they're like, we can't do the Joker again. We just had him in the first movie. I don't know. That's the only thing that makes sense because they did have a lot of chemistry.
Yeah.
It's very
so weird. Batman follows Two-Face, but it's a trap. He falls in this little like tube thingy and then he's underground. And again, it's like, oh yeah, Batman's a dumbass. He fell for that shit.
Super elaborate.
And then Two-Face shoots Batman with a flamethrower, but his cape saves him and he's fine.
Sure.
And then Two-Face shoots at Batman some more, and Batman gets trapped in some rubble.
Why won't you just die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he's saved by Robin.
For reasons.
There he is. He's wearing a mask, but wearing the same trapeze costume that was on national TV.
Right.
A couple weeks ago.
Exactly. And then he tells Bruce, I need a name, you know, Batboy, Nightwing. He mentions Nightwing. And Bruce is like, absolutely not. You're a fucking child, even though you look 30, but get out of here. And then he goes, Al, hang this next to the bat suit where it belongs. Like, he's just a cocky, arrogant kid.
Yeah.
Right. He's like been there 3 days.
Days at the
and
most.
Like, he's already has
all
a
he's
run
done
of the
is
house?
Some laundry and
Jesus.
You know. So then Bruce, this is the funniest part of the movie.
Isn't it?
Which, this was when I watched this as a kid, I didn't fully understand what was going on.
Right.
Because I'm 8 years old.
Of course.
Bruce goes to chase Meridian's place at midnight, like she told him, right. As Batman.
She's laying in bed.
Naked.
So fucking hot.
Yes.
Like, kind of like with her, like, ass open. Like, open ass.
Engines
like,
are ready to go.
Just put it in.
Yes.
Kind of pose. He shows up. And
don't even knock.
She has a balcony. It's just open.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing she flies in there.
Joe, she's a psychologist.
Right, of course.
She's super rich.
So go ahead. So he flies in there. Yeah.
She covers herself with the bed sheets. She lets
I don't know
Batman
why.
In.
I don't know why she's not just walking around naked.
Because it's a movie.
Here's my puss.
Because it's PG or PG-13, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
They kiss. Mm-hmm. And Bruce's plan was to fuck her. As Batman,
one
in the bat suit, so he's gonna be Batman from head to toe with his cock out.
Yeah. Right.
So imagine Batman with his dick out.
Well, Joe Shoemaker's reading the script for the first time, going, "Ooh, and then we can have like a cock flap." Go ahead. Is that? It's got to be next. Where's this?
They just shot it, but they didn't put it in the movie. They're like, "Please just shoot this."
That's
for me.
In the extended cut.
Send that to me.
Yeah, that's in the Schumacher cut.
That they're talking. Yeah, that's
so he was gonna fuck her as Batman. Like this is a Batman porn parody at this point.
Yeah. Wow,
it's a Batman porn parody.
It was just about to get there for sure.
Yeah,
inches away.
Here's the part that makes no sense to me. Go ahead.
Well, however, Chase tells Batman that she's met someone.
What did she tell Bruce?
She met someone.
Interesting.
And that someone was Batman. But now she's telling Batman that she met someone, and that someone is Bruce. And Batman says, I understand. And he turns around and smiles for the camera before he leaves.
And he goes, stay right there.
No, right.
I'll be right
back.
No,
why didn't she go, I'm sorry, I'm into Bruce.
Well, no, it's like,
we can fuck. He's like, it's me.
He's like, I understand. And he jumps off the balcony. And then 5 seconds later,
like this.
Hey, Chase, it's me! Over the
Hey, Bruce Wayne! Bruce Wayne!
Let me in!
Bruce Wayne!
I want to do the sex stuff! You know, the sex thing I've been hearing about. I mean, that I've done many times.
Are you struggling? Do I need to knock down the door again? Do you need me to knock down your door?
Fuck it. Boom. Hey, I knocked that door down with just my hard cock.
It's me. Remember? I was just here.
He flies off his Batman. 5 seconds later, her front door is knocked down. It goes flying into the wall.
He still has the black eye makeup. He's like, hey, lady.
And then she's and then like,
it's like the Pete Holmes thing when he shows up and he's got the, no, this these are black eyes. I've been fighting crime. No. Not that.
The Pete Holmes stuff is just amazing.
Yeah.
You have to watch it.
Holy
How
shit.
Bad man.
Did he not take off the mask?
Why not?
And get laid? Right. Or just go directly back downstairs and make a change of clothes?
Again, he's a man. Why would he do that? He's holy just shit. A man.
Batman, he's a symbol for celibacy.
He's a symbol.
Okay, so.
We got to keep rolling here. Yeah.
So he says, I understand. He leaves. The next scene is Bruce telling Dick, from this moment on, Batman is no more. Boop! And he turns everything on. Now that I can fuck Chase Meridian as Bruce, I no longer need Batman.
Right? Yeah. He shuts down Batman. Batman is over.
Yeah.
Because Chase finally wanted Bruce.
Fuck all the murderers
I've
out
only
there.
Been doing this to get hot chicks, and Batman gets all the hot chicks. So Bruce gets the hot chicks now? No right. more Batman.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Literally, what's his reasoning? What's his other reasoning?
That's it.
There's no labor. Other reason.
No.
I can have a relationship now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Finally.
Yeah. Like Dick Grayson can still just steal the fucking car again.
Yeah.
Right. He locked it down, but apparently he can still get his stuff.
Yeah.
So Bruce has Chase over and he was going to tell her everything. This is a trope that they've repeated from the first two movies. Chase accidentally knocks over some flowers and Bruce freaks the fuck out. He has PTSD because it's the same flowers. I guess they never died. I don't know.
This reminded me of that scene from Batman and Superman. Mm. Martha, why yeah. did you say why that? Just say that?
Bruce tells Chase about his parents and they kiss. I guess, you know, parent murder gets you really hot.
That's and then a very weird
And then she smiles because she realizes who he is finally because he just kissed Batman
yep.
a few hours ago. Then Riddler and Two-Face knock on the door. And they fool Alfred into opening it because it's Halloween.
Stupid. Right.
And they go, trick or treat.
But clearly it's them.
Right. And once again, Chase is there and then the bad guys show up.
Mm-hmm.
Riddler. Okay, so here's the other thing. I guess Riddler found out that Bruce Wayne was Batman when his thing was on the, when he was in the box.
Yeah.
But that they never would be the only explained that. Yeah.
And that's meeting them more than halfway.
So Riddler finds the Batcave. You know, intruder alert, shut up! Blows everything up in the Batcave, including the Batmobile, and then he yells, Joygasm.
Joygasm! He's happy.
So
and he came in his pants.
Yes,
how did the Riddler figure out where Batman's cave was?
He had his cane. And he goes, if I were a bat, where would I hide? And then if the cane finds it, it opens the door.
Okay. The cane went,
yeah,
I figured he was near somewhere.
It unlocked all the doors in the house.
And was like, wow, that looks like a fucking awesome chair. And then the door falls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Two-Face is flipping his coin because he wants to shoot Bruce. But it keeps landing on the good side. So he's like, oh, I'll just do it again until...
Yeah.
Yeah, just like Two-Face.
And then finally it gets on the bad side of the coin and he shoots Bruce in the head.
Dead.
Murder. Wow.
Or okay, so it didn't. It grazed him, right? It grazed his head. But then why did he pass out?
Because it was a hard graze.
Oh.
I don't know.
So he's dead.
Yeah.
So then Two-Face is about to just shoot him point blank in the head. But
you know, the thing he only has wanted to do at, like, that's it?
That's it.
His whole life since he's been Two-Face, and no.
But then he doesn't because Riddler says if you kill him, he won't learn nothing. And then Two-Face goes, and he leaves.
He won't learn. He won't learn anything, but then all they do is try to kill him later.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Blow his brains out and your life is great.
So much easier.
So Riddler kidnaps Chase and she says, Batman will come for me. He's like, Batman, you say? Coming for you.
Super Joker.
That's a good Joker.
Super Joker.
Riddler puts a question mark over the bat signal just to be like, fuck you, I could do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let the whole world know that.
After everything that's happened, Bruce Wayne still doesn't know who the Riddler is. You can't put two and two together there, pal.
His face. Yeah. He was just dancing around.
But like everything that's been going on.
Right.
And then him and Alfred have to solve the riddle to figure it out. That's another thing that's really dumb in like when the main character doesn't know something, but the audience knows it.
Right.
You're just like, wow, you're really stupid, Bruce.
Yeah.
He was cock hungry or and vagina hungry most of the time.
And this whole thing, how they get to it's Edward, is so convoluted.
Oh, my God.
It's so ridiculous.
Mr. E. Mystery.
Yeah. Right. It's one of those things like,
and
did
what's
you know
the
say?
Word for mystery? Enigma. Mr. Enigma. So hold on. Was it mystery or was it enigma? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
No. Yeah, it's like one of those things like, did you just say pineapples?
Right.
Pineapples? Wait, I ate a pineapple once that was sitting next to Edward Enigma. Yeah. It must be Enigma.
Oh, my God. Every one of those riddles meant nothing.
Nothing.
It was just that there's a number in every riddle.
Yeah.
And then when he put it all together, all they really got was M-R-E.
Yeah.
That was his big thing. M-R-E.
Mer.
So Bruce only has a prototype bat suit left because Riddler blew all everything else up.
Sure.
He puts it on and the bat's, it's worse than the original one. He suits up. We see
it's
his gray. Chest.
It's like silver, right?
Yeah. We see his chest. We see his arms. We see his belt. We see his abs. We see, wait, hold on. What?
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 What was that zoom?
What?
His jiggly ass.
Let me back up. We see
badass.
His ass.
Bat, he's a badass? No, we saw bat ass.
Bat ass, bat nipples.
Badass.
Joel Schumacher.
Yeah.
Stamped approval.
Yeah.
So then Dick walks up in his Robin suit, and Batman now accepts him because he's got a cool costume, I guess.
I guess.
Like, you know what? That's a pretty cool costume Alfred made.
Not bad.
You're on the team, child.
That's the only thing that
I took
sense.
The liberty of, sir.
Yeah. I made this in 30 seconds. Wow, that's great. Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
So Batman, this is another confusing thing. I don't know why they needed to take two different vehicles. Batman takes the bat plane and Robin takes the bat boat. And then Gordon.
Oh, just in case they blow one of them up.
Yeah.
They blow both of them.
They blow both of them up. So fucking, he gets everything blown up in this movie.
Everything gets destroyed.
Not that, like, it just takes away, like, from Batman being cool.
Yeah.
It's like he has all this cool shit. They blow everything up.
Yeah. Well, he never thought about having a two-seater. Come on.
So then Gordon tells, I guess that, yeah, okay, that's a good point. But Gordon tells the cop to turn off the bat signal because he's not coming. But then Batman flies by and then he gives Gordon a thumbs up.
It's such a weird thumb, too. Like, it comes, it's just like a.
Yeah. And like that's like one of the most popular GIFs, you know, to use on social media. It's just the Batman thumbs up.
It's amazing because he still can't turn his head at this. Yeah. So he has to turn his whole body. Yeah.
And then Gordon just says, go, go, go.
Gordon.
All right, everyone back
Gordon,
to bed.
Gordon, so you know where Two-Face and Riddler are?
Yeah.
Send some cops, maybe?
Yeah, what do you
go?
Batman's got
that's
this.
That's all he does.
Well, Gordon's an idiot in these movies.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Why when I saw Batman Begins, I was like, Gordon's not stupid?
Yeah.
What?
So Two-Face and Riddler play Battleship to blow up the bat boat.
Yep.
And Robin ejects. Then Riddler shoots down the bat plane. That was easy. But then the bat plane turns into a bat submarine. And he saves Robin from some Riddler guys that were just grabbing him under the water.
Yeah. What?
They're okay.
They shot one harpoon at him. Then they just do this.
They had so much underneath the water. They had all these mines.
Yeah. They went all in on water. Even though they have this fucking laser shooter.
Just in case he shows up on a boat.
Oh, my God.
Just in case he gets a sidekick and that sidekick shows up on a boat.
Yeah. Think about the level of preparation that went into the water mines,
right?
But then once the scuba divers,
so many,
right? My God,
would have noticed that.
And how's he gonna learn anything if you're trying to kill him every four fucking seconds? I thought you'd at least go, no, get here. Here, land safely. Come on in, like a Bond villain, right?
Just really
They're
wanted,
trying to destroy him.
I think they just really wanted to play Battleship.
I guess. So stupid.
So then they get to the compound, and Robin says, "Holy rusted metal, Batman!" And that's like the
most
okay
forced line of the movie.
You know,
It has holes, so it's holy.
Jesus. Robin beats up Two-Face. He punches him. Two-Face falls. He's hanging off a ledge, and he tells Robin, "Let us die. I'll see you in hell." And Robin says, "I'd rather see you in jail." And then he helps up Two-Face. And Two-Face is like, "Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, I'm not a good boy."
He's like, "Noble but stupid.
But no more." Yeah. Or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. Half the time, I don't know what the fuck Tommy Lee Jones is saying.
He's going too crazy.
Robin spent the whole movie saying he wanted to kill him.
Like, help him up and then knock him out.
Right.
Help him out. Hey, let's just walk together to the jail.
But they never really showed any scenes of like Robin.
Hey, Two-Face, can you swim? All right, I swim. Or no more. Okay, I don't know what that means, but you don't have a gun on you, do you?
They never showed any scenes of Robin ever going to have a face turn about wanting to not kill.
No.
You know, it just came so quickly.
It just came.
Meanwhile, Batman has this spiky contraption coming down on him. You know, it's going to be super hard for Batman to get out of that.
No.
Super easy. Barely going to give him barely.
And then all he has to do is just climb through it.
He doesn't even know that.
No, I think his shoes explode. Right?
Oh, Young Bucks style.
Yeah. He has the exploding super kick, and I think it cracks the... You see a chain link break, and then he gets out. You're like, okay.
And then he gets to the Riddler. Riddler's in his throne. Riddle me this, riddle me that. Who's afraid of the big black bat? Yeah. And when I was 8, you know, again, I was 8, this movie came out. I loved it so much. For our dad's birthday, I got him a Riddler poster of Jim Carrey in this white outfit from this scene that played some of the lines from the movie. But again, I was 8. My dad never hung the poster. So it went in my room. It was in my room.
You got it for yourself.
I got it for myself, basically, yeah.
Yep.
So then Riddler gives Batman the choice of saving either Robin or Chase. And then Batman tells the Riddler his own riddle. And Riddler says, "You're as blind as a bat." And then he goes, "Exactly." And then he throws a batarang at Riddler's giant blender box.
When he turns it on and it had the little bat eyes, what was that for?
I don't know.
Because that nothing happened.
Cool. Was he just being like, "I'll do this with my eyes closed"?
He throws it right.
I just don't get the point of the riddle.
I thought it was going to be with night vision.
Right. I don't know what that was.
It was that easy to break your whole fucking thing? Just throw the batarang.
And
then Riddler's brain melts away and he says, "Bummer." And then he pushes the buttons to drop Chase and Robin.
Yep.
Batman saves them both.
Of course.
But Two-Face is there waiting for them, even though he was up there. He points a gun at them. And Batman reminds Two-Face to flip his coin. And he's like, "Oh, yes, you're right, Bruce. Thank you. You've always been a good friend." And he flips his coin. But then Batman throws a bunch of other coins at him.
That he held onto these coins in his asshole this whole time.
Yes.
So he kills Two-Face.
Yes. Two-Face dies. And then the coin lands on his hand as he goes into the water.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was telling Robin not to kill Two-Face. But then he just kills
him. Yeah. Two-Face. Tricks him into dying.
Yeah. Okay.
Very confusing.
Sure. Later, Chase Meridian visits Edward Nygma at Arkham Asylum because he's claiming to know who Batman is. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Before that, Batman goes back to the Riddler and he looks like he's 80 years old now. And he scares him somehow.
Yeah.
And Riddler sees a bat. So then when Chase visits him, she asks him who Batman is. And he says, "I'm Batman." And he's flapping around with his bed sheets or whatever.
And that's enough.
That's enough.
No, that's not enough.
Credits.
Yeah.
Then Chase tells Bruce his secret is safe, and they make out while Alfred smiles.
Because he knows he's going to be watching.
He's going to jerk off to that
later. In the corner, for sure.
And then the movie ends with a silhouette of Batman and Robin running towards the screen.
Yep.
Or running away?
No, it's towards the screen.
Towards the screen.
Okay. Yeah. That's how it ends. Mm. So there you go.
Go fuck yourself.
What would you rate this thing?
Three and a half?
Like a 2 or a 3 for sure. Like
I'd say 5 because I enjoyed Jim Carrey, but 5 out of 10 for me is low.
Yeah. All right, some trivia.
Yeah.
So Michael Keaton turned this down after meeting with Joel Schumacher. Here's a little snippet of what he said in an interview.
But I remember one of the things I walked away going, "Oh boy, I can't do this." Or he asked me, he said, I don't understand why everything has to be so dark and everything's so sad. And I went, wait a minute. Do you know how this guy got to be Batman? have you read? I mean, it's pretty simple. And so it was always Bruce Wayne. You know, it was never Batman. To me, it was, I know the name of the movie is Batman, and it's hugely iconic and very cool and culturally iconic. And because of Tim Burton, artistic.
Yeah, but he was just basically mentioning like how, you know, just Joel Schumacher didn't get it.
Right.
So he wasn't going to do this. Leonardo DiCaprio was offered the role of Robin, but he turned it down because he also didn't like Joel Schumacher's direction.
Yeah. At some point, you got to take a hint, right?
Yeah.
But they did not take a hint.
And then Tommy Lee Jones hated Jim Carrey. And here's Jim Carrey telling the story of how that went down.
Yeah, it was at a restaurant, and the mentor D said, oh, Tommy, I hear you working with Tommy Lee Jones. Yeah. He's over in the corner having dinner. And I went over and I said, oh, yeah, great. I went over and I said, hey, Tommy, how you doing? Like that, and the blood just drained from his face. like he had been thinking about me 24
You'd
hours.
You'd already done the movie.
He was just fucking, no, it was before the biggest scene we had together in the movie, and the blood just drained from his face, and he started shaking, and he got up and he went, like this. He must have been in mid-kill me fantasy or something like that. He was like, like this, and he went like to hug me, and he said, I hate you. I really don't like you like that.
Jesus.
And I said, gee, man, what's the problem? Like that. And I pulled up a chair, which probably wasn't smart. And he said, I cannot sanction your buffoonery.
Your buffoonery?
Your buffoonery.
Yeah.
I cannot sanction your buffoonery.
And like Jim was like, do you know what movie we're making?
That's a good point.
Jesus. But they were both buffoons.
Of course.
They were out buffooning each other.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers had to buy out Billy Dee Williams' contract in order to cast Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, because he wrote into his contract that when you turn, I'm only taking this role when he turns into Two-Face.
Right.
Crazy.
Jim Carrey's original idea was to shave a question mark into his scalp, but it had to be scratched as he was due in court to finalize his divorce.
You're Jim Carrey. Who cares if you like wear a hat or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
That probably would have been more in character for Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Also, Val Kilmer and Joel Schumacher clashed during filming. Schumacher described Kilmer as childish and impossible. And according to Schumacher, Val Kilmer refused to talk to him for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Also, Mel Gibson turned down the role of Two-Face. He was also offered Batman in the 1989 film, but he turned down both roles.
A Mel Gibson Two-Face?
I read that Michael Jackson lobbied to play the Riddler. Obviously, that wasn't going to happen. And then Val Kilmer has said that he considers this film to be so bad that it's almost good.
Yeah.
So.
No. It's so bad.
Yeah. That's all the trivia I have.
Yep.
But we could do some fan questions real quick.
All right.
Pull this up real quickie. Fan questions. All right, Omar, for titty fuck's sake, can I persuade you to take the sandwich with you? Sure, I'll get drive through. We start this movie off with a horrible corny joke and an LED Batmobile. Fuck you, Schumacher. This is the beginning of stupid bat nipples and close-ups of Batman's ass jiggling in rubber.
Right.
P.S. Still hate Josh. All right.
Damn.
Aw.
Damn.
Steven with a V, I think I watched this movie like 4 times in theaters. Fun movie to watch as a dumb teenager, but terrible movie. I'm almost done binging Justified, and I love it. Great show. But who do you think is hotter, Ava or Winona? He says, I'm team Winona. I'm team Ava, for sure.
I think Ava, too, right?
Yeah.
Plus, she's got a little bad girl in her.
Ava's prettier, for sure. Carlos Ramirez, this movie should be called Batman Forgotten. It's a shame this film is between the two classics and the bad one, and I love it more than those three. Val Kilmer is underrated, and I've grown to like Tommy Lee Jones' Two-Face. Just wish he looked more gruesome and acted more serious. Hashtag release the Schumacher cut. Kevin Smith has it.
It's out there. Even his Two-Face and the makeup was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like a purple scars.
Right. Yeah.
Ugh.
That's why then when you see in The Dark Knight, you're like, oh my God, that's awesome.
Right. Of course.
PCJ, I was 14 when this movie was released, and I love it.
Kiss from a Rose music video was awesome. Still have my full set of McDonald's Batman Forever drinking glasses.
Oh, wow.
Riddler and Two-Face were amazing. Sure, it's campy and hasn't aged well to most, but I still love it. Did y'all notice Jim Carrey standing to the right of the screen just before he's supposed to walk into frame when he first enters Two-Face's secret lair? Oh, my God. I have to go back and see that now.
Really?
No. Shut up.
Interesting. That's what he said, yeah.
Interesting.
I'd believe it for sure.
Oh, my God.
Just as he's about to enter the lair, he's just standing there?
I guess. I want to go back and see that now. Rizzler. Oh, that's funny. The Riddler, the Rizzler. I can't stand this movie. I was 10 years old when it came out, and even then I wanted to punch Tommy Lee Jones in the face. Whoever casted him needs a stiff kick to the shins.
I don't know if it would have been even better with Mel Gibson. I think you would have had the same problem.
Yeah, Tim says, damn, I'm glad nobody saw the shitty Indiana Jones movie. And then Bill Capri just put women.
Fucking women.
So, yeah, that's all for fan questions. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Hollywood Hog Pod. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. Finish up Secret Invasion. Go check out our best TV intro bracket of all time. It's a lot of fun. And next week, we talked about it earlier, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. Should be a lot of fun.
There we go.
See you then.